is worrying.
Now these are the inquiry's findings relating to Ghana. According to the Libyan Attorney General's chief investigator, Al-Sadiq Al-Saw, Ghanaian migrants feature prominently as members of the so-called Islamic State in Libya. At Al-Saw's press conference, which was delivered in PowerPoint, he placed emphasis on a particular slide which categorized the foreign members of Islamic State in Libya into four groups and according to their population. Ladies and gentlemen, rather worrying for Ghana, we are considered to belong to the second highest category of 50 to 100. This has been explained by the Attorney General of Libya's office to mean between 50 to 100 Ghanaian migrants in Libya have been identified as active frontline fighters of ISIS in Libya.
The chairman of the committee, Frankano Dompré, however, says government is already investigating the allegation. He called for circumspection in matters such as these.
This is not a matter that is new. The government is fully aware of this. We have done enough checks at the ministry, and the ministry is already aware. What is important is that the ministry is conducting an investigation into the matter. And so for anybody to allege that, the ministry is already aware and knows about it and is not doing anything about it, it's neither here nor there. It is also important for us to state, amongst other things, that the said report, we haven't seen that said report. I don't know if you have seen the said report. It has also been alleged that some Ghanaians have been mentioned. That has not been proven. The authenticity of these Ghanaians cannot be proven or has not been proven at this stage. So all we need to do, and if you recall, in 2015, in August 2015, the report that a KNUST student has joined an ISIS group, then we were in the minority. We behave responsibly. We never rush to the media to throw this thing out there to cause unnecessary panic. What we did was to report the security agencies to conduct an investigation.
Chairman of Foreign Affairs Committee of Parliament, Frankano Dompré.